all you angels, commanders, and eagles out there. This is Deanna speaking to you tonight and welcoming you to this Friday night call. And I send a big hug and a hello and my deepest love to all of you. Thank you for showing up, for tuning in and listening, and for being part of this family tonight. We come together always on Friday night, and we begin with a meditation. We begin with breathing together and forming a virtual circle of love around our planet. So let us begin there. And we will start with a prayer tonight. Jenny, sit down. Sit. Sit down. Jenny, sit. In the office of the Christ, and only in the office of the Christ, we invoke the loving energies of Saint Germain and the Violet Flame, and we call forth a mighty pillar of light to surround us all in time and space, surrounding each one of us wherever we may be this night, and to carry us through this day of no time, this day that begins the Mayan calendar, where we set the energy and the intention for our lives of renewal and for peace upon this planet. And we ask all of us to come together in that place of the heart. Imagine that we are in a great circle, and in that circle we each have our place. So let us take our perfect place and reach out to our brothers and sisters on the right and on the left, and to the many beings that are here serving this planet. We call in all of the kingdoms to be with us tonight, the angels and the fairy kingdoms and the furry ones and the winged ones and the fishy ones. We welcome all beings to our circle tonight. We welcome the presence of the Galactic Federation of Worlds, our Ascended Master Teachers, and our brothers and sisters of the Star Nation who are overlighting this call and who have been helping us these last 20 years or more to prepare us for this time that we are entering now, this time where we must turn the wheels of war off. And so we come together with that purpose tonight, with that renewal of spirit, that we may be called to stand and bear and walk and take action and speak the truth, so that we might join all of the ones who are tirelessly working behind the scenes, many without names, to bring peace to this planet. And tonight we take a moment especially to put in the center of this circle all those things that need our love and attention tonight. And imagine that we can surround them with our heart flame and with the heart flame of the violet fire and lift them in our hearts to a place of peace and safety. We especially pray for the people of Palestine, for the children that are daily losing their lives, for the women that are put in harm's way. We pray also for the Israeli people, that they might awaken to the truth of their actions, that they might know the truth, and that they are not always being told that which is the highest good for all. We know that war does not lead to war. You cannot achieve peace with violence. You must achieve it with love. And we ask that love might come into our hearts and be manifest and then magnified back to the world in every way possible, that we can remember who we are and why we took this body and why we have come here at this time to hold these energies and to hold these calls. And we thank everyone who is making that happen. We hold you all in the deepest esteem with gratitude and love. So we place in the center of the circle, let's just have a moment of silence for all those places that are struggling tonight. There are places in Africa that are under the gun with the Ebola virus. There are many, many places that need our attention. So let's just take a moment of silence for 30 seconds. I will time it. And please place in your heart chakra the name of all those you need to wish you need to place in this sacred fire of love. And we will begin now. Thank you all for coming together in this circle and for doing this work. There are many people grieving tonight who have lost their families in plane crashes. We have had a horrendous time. We honor all of those who have left the planet. We ask that they be lifted into the light and carried home to the great oneness. And I would like to read something special tonight about children and about us all becoming like a child again, because I believe that that is the way that we can best manifest the kind of love that is needed on this planet. It's like our children are teaching us and leading us and trying to show us the way. And this is called Give Me the Spirit of the Child. And it is by Adrian Rich. Give us the spirit of the child. Give us the child who lives within. The child who trusts, who imagines. The child who sings. The child who receives without reason or reservation. The child who gives without judgment. Give us a child's eyes, that we may receive the beauty and the freshness of this day like a sunrise. Give us a child's ears, that we may hear the music and the mythical time. Give us a child's heart, that we may be filled with wonder and delight. Give us a child's faith, that we may be cured of our cynicism. Give us the spirit of the child, who is not afraid to need, and who is not afraid to love. Give us the heart, the spirit of a child. That's our prayer tonight. And with those words, I would like to pass this talking stick. I love you all. Thank you for showing up, for being here, for listening, and for caring, and for being willing to walk this path with us. Namaste. We love you. I pass the talking stick to the Rainbird.
Well, thank you, Deanna. Such good words tonight. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Yes. And I'm here to do the housekeeping, and wow, this is amazing, but we already are caught up for this week, which means we're a week ahead, and so it's $300 a week. We're a listener-supported radio program, and we've been gifted wonderfully to catch up this way, so lots of gratitude for all of you, for all the ways that you contribute. And let's look forward to next week. And I'll go through the information on how to contribute to BBS Radio. You can send a check or a money order to BBS Network, Comet Incorporated, 5167 Toyon Lane, T-O-Y-O-N Lane, in Paradise, California. And that zip there is 95969. You just write attention down on the envelope and put a memo on the inside, just a note saying it's for Tara and Rama's and Marita's shows. So that's how we do it that way. And you can also go online, bbsradio.com, click on Radio Station 2, and look for the icons for any one of the three shows, the Thursday night Stargate Roundtable call with Marita, and this call, the hard news call on Friday night with Tara and Rama, or then the History of Nisera call on Saturdays with Tara and Rama. So any one of those icons will take you to the place that applies to our account. They all work together. And that's how you can do it that way. And then, of course, we also are working for collecting funds, contributing to the welfare of Tara and Rama as they do this mission work. It's our honor and privilege to support them. That's how we can participate. And they have their rent for this week. They will be making that payment next week, early next week. And so they have that taken care of and are asking for money for their bills and food and gas. And so as you can contribute that way, you can go to Rainbow 2013 Rainbow Roundtable.me.com. And there's a donate button on the home page and then another place that takes you to Rama's PayPal account for donation at just above the blog section there. Either one of those ways will work for using your plastic. And alternatively, if you'd like to just send a check or a money order in the mail, this is the mailing address. It's Ram D. Berkowitz, R-A-M, D as in dog, Berkowitz, D-E-R-K-O-W-I-T-Z. Ram D. Berkowitz at 1704-D. 1704-B, Llano Street, L-L-A-N-O. And that's number 249. So 1704-B, Llano Street, number 249 in Santa Fe, New Mexico. And the zip there is 87505. And so that's the mailing address for a check or a money order, and you have the website. And that's, I think, all the information. Oh, well, if you need to make a phone contact, you might want a reading with Mother Segment. That number is 317-773-0061. And that's Marita's number, 317-773-0061. And then if you're sending something through the mail or however, and you would want to notify Tara and Rama, they have a new email address, and it is koran9999@hotmail.com. So again, Koran, K-O-R-A-N, 9999. At hotmail.com. And what great number is 9999? We're in the 99 year coming tomorrow as we begin the new year with the Mayan calendar, that day when the Sirius rises in the sky is when that new year begins, is seen on the horizon again, Sirius. So that's a very special day. It is on a 99 day. It's a 99 year, as Maluk It's a nine Maluk, and Maluk is the ninth glyph, so it's a 9-9 year, and it's going to be powerful with those grand cycles and that master number. And so, blessings to all of us. Thank you for your lives. I pass this talking stick to you, Tara and Rama. Greetings.
Greetings. Thank you, everybody.
Thank you.
You know, it really is a blessing not to feel like you're not going to have a home the next little while. The heart of those who have helped will be blessed 100,000,000%. I just know that that's what's happening here. So, in the meantime, let's have that blessing manifest for people like in Gaza and in Ukraine right now. I just watched Abby Martin, and she said there's 600,000 people now that have evacuated out of eastern Ukraine into Russia. That's a massive exodus, everybody. And they're not talking about the civil war that they've really established down there. That's very, very ugly. And it's thank you to the same criminals.
It's not Mr. Putin.
No, not. There is a 23-minute piece, which is an astrology piece. Well, are you going to do it or not?
Yeah.
And, I could also read this one piece that is pretty revealing. I mean, we all know what's going on, and it's the last throes of the death throes of the cabal.
The very last of the last.
Yes, and who did you talk to today, Rama?
Talked to Tom the Cat.
Okay, and?
And what's going on in the district of criminals is that the criminals that swear their allegiance to this ancient story of the Hanging Gardens of Babylon and that ancient story of their so-called corporate masters of the C-Street kind, where the family believe that they are caretakers for the ones who are coming, which are these ancient Babylonians, but they got it really screwed up simply because Mother's people from the Nibiru, the Anunnaki, are not here as an invasion fleet. They are here as, let's say, intervention, if you will, because they see the writing on the wall, and they are here to collect their own people, to take them into custody, as they are intergalactic criminals as well as international criminals. And the way it's been said today, with what Tom told me, is the absolute insane obstruction against this president and what he is doing to move us forward, and every single move that he makes to move us forward, these guys are just, you know, like they swore at the caucus restaurant the night of the inauguration, we are going to make Obama's term a failure. And the way it was said to me today, not by Tom, by a guy who came on the, what's that lady's
Leslie Marshall.
Yeah. Nurse.
She took the place of Sam Cedar.
There was a man who came on today because they were talking about immigration and the issues that are just so blatantly in our face, where Obama today met with the leaders or so-called leaders of Guatemala, El Salvador, and the Honduras. And
they're setting up these centers down there where the children that can go back can have some help reintegrating, but it's not going to help. Because I listened to something on Al Jazeera where they were saying that Ronald Reagan, he started these militarized big grown-up gangs, really. And the Center for, the School for the Americas trained them to create within themselves death squads. And they were recruiting the kids. And as the kids were to escape and they came running over here, they went to L.A. And L.A. was like Ellis Island.
Right.
Was to immigrants from European sections, et cetera, other parts of the world. But what happened is that they had learned from the School for the Americas death squads how to form the worst possible gangland gangs you could come across. And they got some real good, you might say, assistance from Ronald Reagan's campaign to do that. So then they got integrated in the United States into L.A.-style gangland practices, too, like Crips and the Bloods that Rama was even involved with when he was... If you were a teenager in L.A. at the time that Rama was growing up, there was no way to get out of it.
Yeah, you either... growing up where I grew up in the valley, at the edge of the ghetto, we lived on the edge of the ghetto in the San Fernando Valley, you either join the Crips or the Bloods. And my older brother and sister were involved with that. So I hung out with both. And let's say I don't want to go there. It is about survival issues. We are beyond survival issues where...
the problem is that they went back, when they went back to El Salvador and Honduras, and I mean, they even had more trouble than ever before. I mean, they either joined just like up here or they were just dead.
And Bernie Sanders today, this is what this man who came to go back to what I heard today on this show.
Oh, Chief Whitehorse.
Chief Whitehorse. He is part Blackfoot and part...
Squamish.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And he talked about, because of the immigration issue with Leslie Marshall, he discussed how the original people that were here before anyone was here were the black people who were also Native American, and how they originally came from Lemuria and Atlantis. Mm. And he brought all those stories up connected with the Aboriginal Moabite Nation and how they have screwed and messed with everything. And he spoke about the criminals in Congress and in the Vatican and the issues going on right now between the created state, which was called Israel, and the original place where it always has been, which is called Palestine. And this orchestrated history, or her story, where they removed the black goddess and they created this frail white lady named Mary. And Chief Whitehorse said if the real Mother Mary showed up, she would be whacking these folks a good one, because she was Syrian and she was black.
And well, that's not the only reason. She represents the true history without it being covered up.
Yeah.
Changed. Yeah. And docilized in the sense that, you know, women are supposed to be subservient to the male.
There's a word for it. It's called gentrified.
Yeah.
Landed gentry. Yeah. Yeah,
anyway,
I admit it pushes my buttons because I watched the horrors that happened in the San Fernando Valley with the Crips and the Bloods and the segregation and the racial issues that, what I saw back in the 60s, 70s, what's going on now, what I saw pales in comparison to what is right now. We live in a complete police state, and these folks are programmed.
Terminators. In other words, it's 10 times worse or more than that now.
The police are programmed terminators.
Like Rainbird was asking at the beginning of the call, were those robocops that murdered Eric? Gaynor, I think, was his name.
The man who got a chokehold in New York City.
And then they did it again just a couple of days later. They did it to another young guy. He lived, but you could see that if they had gone any longer, he would have died.
And in the last couple of days, another man, I'm not sure exactly his condition, but another man was shot in Albuquerque by the Albuquerque police.
Oh, no.
And it was like, shoot and ask questions later, and then we'll deal with the fallout as it comes. Mm-hmm.
And then this Chief Whitehorse said the whole world right now is condemning the actions Israel is committing against the Palestinian people. It's really universal. And there are certain members of Congress... And they are acting right now to cut off all aid from the United States to Israel.
Yeah.
I don't know how they're going to get it done, but I just know that you said that he said that there was something in the works right now.
There are members of Congress that are so angry at what Netanyahu has done that they are sworn to cutting Israel's money off. No more money for Israel at all.
And at the same time, these people in Congress, they also have ways where they are looking to call on the carpet the pedophiles, the thieves, and the murderers, which is the vast majority of our members of Congress. That's what they are.
Yeah.
And he made it very clear that the original Native American people were black, not red.
No.
I mean, that's the chief talking, the Squamish.
Blackfoot man.
Blackfoot man that said that. That's good to hear somebody else say it besides, you know, you and me.
Yeah.
So they originally originally came from ancient Mu, the land of the Moors, Muurs, and then later on they, you know, when you know land went up and down below the sea level all along for a long time, millennia, and so the migrants, there were land bridges. They didn't all sink real fast. There were land bridges where the average of the land bridges were about 2 feet under the ocean water, but you could walk until the next place where it was on the surface again, where you had land. And so there were migrations over long periods of time. And the migration from Mars to Earth is what brought the more red color into the original black color.
And he brought this story up about the city, Chief Whitehorse, he brought the story up about the people of Cydonia today. That's the part I forgot to say.
Which is another name for the city you called Helium.
Helium.
Nobody knew what you were talking about when you didn't say Cydonia, you know.
Yeah.
With it. It's another name for Helium City, yeah. But anyway, what did he say?
And he was talking about how these folks who were part of the... Let's say members of the Galactic Federation of Worlds who got caught in the skirmishes of the Orion War and migrated to Mars from various other planets and then migrated to Earth through the various skirmishes, and they were the original ones that created the monuments on Mars, as Richard Hoagland calls them, and they are still functioning technology today.
They have functioning technology there today.
Yeah, but the technology is still functioning, even though they're long gone.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then he identified the 14 treasonists who stayed into the caucus restaurant on the night of the inauguration, originally of Barack Obama. He brought them up along with Lindsey Graham and
Mr. McCain,
etc. And he said Mr. Kerry's not a nice man.
No.
And he also said Francis worships the feet of Lucifer, and he is a complete, total sham.
Yeah.
I'm sorry if that's what the man said. And that these characters that are Luciferians like this all over the place, they are skinwalkers who do not deserve to walk the halls of Congress. And Mr. Boehner, he said, as he were to be taken into custody, he would curl up into a ball and start sobbing uncontrollably. That's what he said about Boehner.
Yeah, this man is so traumatized with his alcoholism and his emotions.
I don't think he realized when he got himself into the dirty stuff how dirty it was going to get. And he got to the place where there was no turning back, which is what a lot happens to a lot of people.
Mr. Boehner used to be a Democrat at the time when JFK was alive. And this guy turned to the Republican Party for whatever reason. I mean, it's pretty wild stuff.
Yeah. Okay, so it's well over 800 people that are dead in Gaza. It's well over 200 children that are dead. And I know that Chris Hayes negated that. He said that more men than women and children, but that's not true. Not ultimately true. And it's a complete excuse. And I'm really sorry, but a lot of the MSNBC pressure that's on these kids are keeping on the... You know,
the CEO of MSNBC is beholden to the corporations who worship at the feet of Lucifer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And there's some really dark energy in our Air Force, our Marines, and our Navy, and our Army that's keeping the money coming in for military. And Tom Hartman, there were many people that called in and said, unless we cut the military budget completely out and stop, you know, feeding that
beast,
we are not going to be living up to who we are ever.
Yeah. Why do we have a standing army in a time of peace? That's the one question no one can answer.
Yeah. And that goes back to what Katrina Vandenhoevel said on Amy on Wednesday or Thursday, where she said, what are we doing with a NATO? It's an absolute military beast. It has nothing to do with where we're headed. Get rid of it and get rid of it now.
And I will bring this up because I asked Tom, the cat, this today. He was in D.C. And I asked him, why do we have a standing army? And he kind of chuckled and he just said, you know why we have a standing army. There are no people on this planet that are a direct threat to the United States. The only threat that really these criminals want to manufacture and create is that outside threat that Ronald Reagan talked about in one of his speeches. What if we were to expect an outside threat from outside this world, i.e. our friends who are
That's not a threat.
I know, but they're trying to make our friends.
Who is?
The criminals in Washington.
Oh, well, we're kind of pretty worn out on their stuff. Everybody.
I know, and I asked Tom the question why we have a standing army, and he said the only reason it is because they want to create a fake war against E.T. That's the only reason we have a standing army.
Yeah, but we were told 5 years ago that that's been canceled for at least 5 years.
That's right.
So why are they... why are they even pulling that cat out of the bag right now? It should be gone.
It is because there is only one card left they have, which is the fear card, and they want to play with that. And it is already being nipped in the bud and failing, simply because every day there is more and more stories about disclosure coming to pass.
And about the good guys and all about the way that they're helping people.
And how...
and people are meeting them and they're debarking from their ships and they're landing.
I mean, that's right. And the children are meeting the Galactics and just saying, we welcome you with open arms. Come and meet my parents.
Okay, so there's over 1,200 children that have been severely injured in Palestine in the figures here. 80% of all who have been murdered are civilians. Yeah.
Oh, yes, and on the Leslie Marshall show...
and 8 people died in the West Bank so far when they had those... like 60,000-70,000 people marching in the streets.
I told you that story about Jeremy Scahill today.
What do you want to tell them?
Oh, okay. Jeremy Scahill called up Leslie Marshall today because she asked the question, was it Hamas or was it Israel that bombed the UN school? And of course, it was Israel. And Jeremy Scahill kind of tore into Leslie Marshall today talking about this story. And it all goes back to 9/11. And that's to put it simple.
Yeah, it's because she started off her show saying, is Hamas
guilty?
I mean, she did the same thing yesterday. I mean... that's really sad.
Yeah, it's about these, you know, on certain levels when you're a talk show host in the media out there that's not alternative media, like BBS Radio, they get whipped into shape by their corporate masters.
Except for little folks here and there like Jamie. I still think Jamie's a naughty kid for... after Obama for drone strikes.
I know. Yes.
He did say with very... he said it politely to Leslie with all due respect. Oh, I know what she started off with. They had this on different news places too. It's ridiculous. They were saying that Hamas bombed the UN schools. And this UN school that where they killed all those 16 kids.
And it's
a one-year-old baby and stuff like that.
Israel did it.
And I mean, just to entertain that stuff, it is so disgusting. Anyway, with all due respect, Jeremy says, Miss Marshall, you need to get your facts straight. And he was a little bit out of sorts listening to that kind of stuff. And I don't blame him. Anyway, he went on to say, we have been watching a coup d'etat against the Palestinian people by Israel. And by the way, Israel did 9/11, he said. Then she said, so many facets to this story. You need to study before throwing... oh, Jeremy said, he went on, Jeremy said, there are so many facets to this story. You need to study before throwing irrelevant questions around. And then Jamie brought up, did you ever see the video, Where Did the Towers Go, by Judy Wood? And Leslie said, yes, I watched that. Yet I am not savvy on the science presented. And Jeremy said, well, you need to go watch it again and speak to the architects and engineers for 911truth.org. You can go right there and ask them about the science if you need a little better explanation. Anybody can do that, everybody. Just go to architects and engineers for 911truth.org. And then Jeremy went on to say to her, I am going to give you a little bit of news that you're not going to hear from anyone else. And Leslie said, ready, go for it. And he said, 9/11 and the subsequent protracted invasions and occupations of Afghanistan, Iraq, Syria, Libya, Ukraine, Lebanon, Etal, Somalia, all have to do with stargates. He said there's stargates all over that part of the world where they have been invading. And this entire story has to do with a topic that does not get discussed on mainstream media. And it's controlled by the Zionists, the media. This story is about the Hanging Gardens of Babylon and the Anunnaki. And don't crack any jokes about lizard people. She asked him, he said, have you seen any of these people? And he said, take a good look at Condi Rice and Dick Cheney and Donald Rumsfeld. Everybody's seen these people. You can go to godlikeproductions.com and you can see them shapeshift.
Right.
And he said, and remember, Hillary is one of them as well. Then Leslie said, okay, I got to take a break, Jeremy. Thanks for the info. And that was the end.
Yeah.
We're getting there every day.
Little by little.
Day by day, stone by stone. Well, I think I'm going to read this one piece. Can you turn that light on behind me? It's getting really dark. It's getting dark. It's not so long. The days are getting shorter every day, everybody. Again, I can't believe it. You know, we're just about halfway through summer. Good heavens. Okay, Facts All U.S. Citizens Need to Know About Israel and Palestine by Robert Barscocini. And you can find this at www.washingtonsblog. That's a S on the end of Washington, plural. Washingtonsblog.com. /2014/ and then a hyphen between every word in the title. Facts U.S. Citizens Need to Know Israel-Palestine.html. Gaza, along with the West Bank and East Jerusalem, is occupied Palestinian territory under international law, determined by the vast majority of the world, as well as the highest court in the world, the UN's International Court of Justice. That's kind of screwy because it's the ICC is the UN's court, not the ICJ. That kind of stands alone. Anyway, Gaza cannot commit aggression against Israel since Israel is a sadistically blockading. No, I'm sorry. Because against Israel, since Israel is in constant and continual commission of illegal aggression against Palestine by occupying it illegally and sadistically blockading it and frequently committing terrorism against its civilians, including by targeting them with chemical weapons provided by United States taxpayers. See Reign of Fire by Human Rights Watch. As documented by Amnesty International, Human Rights Watch, and many others, Israel intentionally targets and murders civilians, including children, en masse. Israel also kidnaps and tortures children, including by keeping them in outdoor cages overnight in winter. Yet even ignoring international law and that Gaza is under illegal Israeli occupation. Gaza did not initiate this current round of violence. Israel did. Western U.S. Israeli propaganda says the violence started with the kidnapping and killing of three Israeli youths on June 12th. That is a lie.
On May 20th, the Israeli government murdered two unarmed Palestinian teens, one on video, and wounded a third. I saw that video. He was just walking down the street with his backpack on, and they shot him dead. The firing of pathetic scrap metal rockets from impoverished Gaza, which have killed no one, were in fact launched in response to earlier Israeli bombings, killings, assassinations, and arrests of Palestinians, including children. Since the year 2000, Israel has murdered 1,500 Palestinian children, while Palestinians have killed 132 Israeli children. I'm going to disagree with that again. I think that was read, Penny read it. It's not true because it's the other militant groups paid off by Israel that do stuff like that. That means Israel has killed over 1,000% more Palestinian children than vice versa. As documented by the Washington, D.C.-based nonprofit, the Jerusalem Fund, Israel breaks far more ceasefires than Palestine. This includes firing of the Palestinian scrap metal rockets. For example, Amnesty International, Human Rights Watch, and many other human rights organizations reported that in Israel's 2009 Gaza massacre, Israel killed about 450 children. And it was Israel, they documented, that broke the ceasefire. In that massacre, Israel killed overall from 1,400 to 7,000 Palestinians, almost all civilians, while 13 Israelis were killed, several from friendly fire. According to a landmark comprehensive study of all of Israel's wars by Ziv Maoz, professor of political science at the University of California, Davis, former head of the Graduate School of Government and Policy and the Jaffe Center for Strategic Studies in Tel Aviv University, the former academic director of the MA program at the Israeli Defense Forces National Defense College, quote, "Most of the wars in which Israel was involved were the result of deliberate Israeli aggressive design. None of these wars, with the possible exception of the 1948 War of Independence, was what Israel refers to as Milhemet Ein Brach, War of Necessity. They were all wars of choice, defending the Holy Land." I review a number of peace-related opportunities ranging from the Zionist Hashemite collusion in 1947 through the collapse of the Oslo process in 2000. In all those cases, I find that Israeli decision makers who had been willing to embark upon bold and daring military adventures were extremely reluctant to make even the smallest concessions for peace. I also find in many cases Israel was engaged in systematic violations of agreements and tacit understandings between itself and its neighbors defending the Holy Land. That's what it's from. Israel has violated more UN resolutions than any other country on earth. That includes Iraq under Saddam Hussein. Hamas is the government elected by Gaza in elections that Jimmy Carter and many others observed and said were completely fair and free. Israel constantly says Hamas uses human shields. Yet in Israel's biggest massacre of Gaza, the one in 2009, all the human rights organizations, including Amnesty, HRW, and the jurist Richard Goldstone, found that Hamas did not use human shields, period.
Right.
On the contrary, Israel used human shields, which is a regular practice for Israel. Israel uses civilians as human shields. Israel forced Palestinian civilians to dig and lay naked in trenches around Israeli tanks.
Oh, my God.
Oh my God. Goldstone Report, number 14, the use
Norman
of the
Palestinian. Finkelstein brought that one up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But so was it in the Goldstone Report. Remember, we played that for everybody.
And, yeah.
Cynthia McKinney was in that on there, along with the other black lady. She was on that panel. What's her name? You know, she teaches that Black History now at the University of California.
Angela Davis,
yeah. The mission received allegations that in two areas in North Gaza, Israeli troops used Palestinian men and as human shields. The mission found the foregoing witnesses to be credible and reliable. It has no reason to doubt the veracity of their accounts and found that the different stories served to support the allegation that Palestinians were used as human shields. Noam Chomsky, quote, Hamas is regularly described as Iranian-backed Hamas, which is dedicated to the destruction of Israel. One will be hard put to find something like democratically elected Hamas, which has long been calling for a two-state settlement in accord with the international consensus blocked for over 30 years by the United States and Israel. All true, yet not a useful contribution to the party line, hence dispensable. That's what Noam Chomsky said, and I disagree with him wholeheartedly. Sometimes he's compromised, everybody.
Yes.
Just going to say that because the king and everybody in our group said, no, Hamas is not a terrorist organization, nor is Hezbollah. That's all rigged stuff that the Israelis do, black ops, and then they blame it on these organizations. Remember when we listened to the leader?
The general's son.
No, not that one. From last night, Osama Hamdan.
Yeah.
From Doha. He said when Israel destroyed everybody's homes, then the Hamas rebuilt them again from 2009. And when Israel destroyed all the schools and all the mosques, then Hamas rebuilt them all again. Nobody's talking about what they're really about.
And to this day, the murder of Rachel Corrie has not fully been told.
Well, on alternatives, it has.
Yeah.
In the history of all rocket and mortar fire into Israel, 26 people total have been killed. And remember, Palestine breaks ceasefires far less than Israel, as documented above. This number of 26 is a contrast to the minimum number of 1,400 people who were murdered by Israel in a single one of the terrorist atrocities, the 2009 Gaza massacre. It's about, we can't finish. This is a little longer than we can finish.
Mm-hmm.
I just want to say that as Israel ends its status as a consistent violator of human rights, decolonizes Palestine, and respects its neighbors, it could be a pleasure and legal to work with and support Israel. Until then, c'est la vie. So, I just want to know that there are so many things being done that are positive. So many people are coming together to help other people all over this earth. Yet, until and yet, that we hold accountable these cabal criminals, we shall never be able to embrace what we stand for in this world or in this country. So this is our mission. Now it's our time, and there's much to be said and much to do and miles to go before we sleep. So we'll see you on the conference line for the next hour. And then at the top of the hour after that, we will be coming back to BBS Radio, the best radio station in the universe. And until then, aloha, Sat Nam.